Your stories from racing's heartland. This is RSN 927's Racing Pulse.
Welcome back to Racing Pulse. The news came through a day ago that the OTI syndicate has launched a new syndicate, which is extremely exciting. It launches OTI Gen X Partnership. Now, essentially, this is a partnership where they are trying to get young people involved in racing, people under the age of 45. And it's great to have Shane Driscoll from OTI in the studio. How are you, Shane?
Good, thank you, Michael. Thanks for having me in.
I'm pleased to see that I'm officially considered young, under 45. Just make it under there. So how did you come up with a cut-off age limit?
Well, we're essentially just trying to get younger people involved. And there's a bit of a grey area what qualifies as Gen X. but we just decided 45 was a good age for us to work with.
How long have you been coming up with this concept? Because it's one of the main things in racing. We need to try and get new young people involved in the sport.
We've been working on this particular partnership for a couple of months now. We had a fillies early in April, mid-April, but we'll desperately trying to find a going two-year-old to complete the package. So a couple of months it's taken to put together, but it's very exciting to finally have launched it, and we're looking forward to getting the response from the audience.
So tell us exactly what the syndication is, how many people can be involved, how many horses, and what price are the shares?
Well, we're looking for 50 people to share it. So 2% of each of the yearling fillies, only half of the two-year-olds got into the package, so 1% of each of them. It's a package deal, so you're all in on all of those. And it's a quality product, well-bred fillies who have a residual value at the end of their career. If they perform well at the highest level, as we saw at Magic Millions last week, you can really get some great returns from them.
And I see you've got Francesca Camani, who is the face of the new syndicate.
Yes, she's worked with us for a long time now, and she was very excited to get on board and become our first shareholder. So she's helped us with the promotion and did a great job.
Okay, so tell us how many fillies and give us a bit of background on the fillies that you've got to race.
Okay, the three yearling fillies, one Piero out of a family of Discorsi will join Kieran Ma. The Star Witness filly will be trained when Matt returns from suspension. Is a close relation to Malaguera, who's very exciting. And Amy Johnston is the trainer of the third filly. She's got a Magnus filly out of the family of Mr. Milton, who was a quality sprinter as well. So all fillies have really good basis pedigree page to work on, and obviously had some traits that we were looking for as progressive, young, sexy stallions, and should get to races as two-year-olds.
Yeah, and also, what you've done is you've placed it with young up-and-coming trainers. Amy's a superstar. She'll be great fun for anyone getting involved in the horses as well, as are the other young trainers.
Yeah, Amy's been on board with OTI now for about 6 months, and she's really impressed us. Matt, Kieran and Archie Alexander, who will get the two-year-old, we've been supporters of for a bit longer, but have impressed us as well.
And tell us about the headline.
You told me you're
going to have a Group 1 winner this spring.
We're going to try. So Far So Cool ran second in a listed race in New Zealand just last week. She's already arrived in Australia now into Archie's care, and she'll have a short spell now in preparation for the spring, where we'll target the 1,000 guineas with her. But she won her maiden in New Zealand by 4.5 lengths. Form lines around her is behind a good colt that Mick Price now trains, and the form will stack up, we're sure. She's a lovely tiny little filly, but she's got a lot of heart and a lot of speed.
So all going to plan. If you get involved in this syndicate, you may well be tasting success at the top end in the first few months.
It could well pay for itself in the first few months, which would be great.
Absolutely. So what do people need to do if they want to get involved?
Our website has the full details, or OTI at OTI is our email address, so feel free to contact us. It's a fully endorsed PDS through Racing Victoria, so you're welcome to join in.
This is the next phase of OTI, isn't it, really? Because you've been around for quite some time now. We know you've had a lot of Group 1 success in the past with the likes of Manigar, and you've got some really nice horses now. You went oh so close with Bauer in the Melbourne Cup, but this is to try and expand the breadth of the syndication that OTI does?
Yeah, these fillies are different sorts. We're renowned for stayers. Mm. These fillies are more precocious and maybe sprinter miler types, but we need to keep progressing as a company, and we need to keep turning over our database of clientele too, because we all know that not everyone has an unlimited spend range, and we need to keep finding new clients to boost up the numbers.
How many horses has OTI got now?
Between Australia and Europe, we've probably 70, 80 horses altogether.
And, gee, you've been going well overseas as well. Was it just a couple of weeks ago you had three winners in a couple of days?
Three winners in the same day, one in Australia and two overseas. But we've had a really good May. I think our numbers are around 18% winners to runners. So we've had a good time over the last few months.
Have you got international horses that'll be coming out for their spring? Can you give us who's going to be your headline acts?
We probably don't have a Melbourne Cup horse at this stage. Fastnet Tempest is a horse that's going to run at Royal Ascot for us, but he's more a miler type, and he's likely to come out with William Haggis. William Haggis has a Melbourne Cup horse that's coming, so he'll be a travelling companion, and he may look to line up in a race like the Cantala Stakes on Derby Day.
Oh, that's exciting. Yeah. And you've been having some local winners as well. You've been happy to see Gallic Chieftain get the cash on the weekend.
Yes, he's a horse with an abundance of ability, we think, and he may go up to the Brisbane Carnival for the Tats Cup in a few weeks. But he's progressing really nicely towards the spring, and he could be a Caulfield Cup or Melbourne Cup contender.
So that's where you're aiming with him?
I think so. He needs to take another length or two, another step or two to get there, but he's on the right track.
Outside of Gallic then, from OTI's perspective, have you got any other locals who you think will be major players in the spring?
Well, a couple of good performers are both coming back from injury, so we'll need to wait and see. But Galo Shop is now in Australia with Darren Weir, McKinnon Stakes winner from a couple of years ago. He looks set to be trialling or jumping out in the next four or so weeks, and he'll be around in the spring. And a really quality horse named Loresho, who hasn't run in about 2 years, I think, he steps out for the first time on Saturday for Darren in a 1,400-metre race. And all being well, he will certainly be a spring target course. He's got the quality to be.
Okay, looking forward to seeing them. So Galo Shop's going well?
He is. He should be jumping out for Darren at Burrumbeen in about 3 or 4 weeks, I think.
Okay,
he's coming
very good.
Along nicely.
And you may well be getting Group 1 success this weekend, because we saw the debutante from New Zealand of Aloysia, who was simply stunning at Flemington. I think that is going to be a strong form race.
Yeah, she surprised us a little bit. We know she's got some quality, but we weren't expecting her to do that well over 1,400. She steps up to 1,600, Group 1, JJ Atkins at Doomben, and look, the toppy will be hard to beat, Melody Bell. But we're confident she can be in the placings or in the finish anyway.
What's the expectations with her? What level do you think she can get to? Is she a genuine Group 1 from what you expect?
We bought her as an Oaks style of horse, so to be getting this sort of value out of her at 1,600 metres as a 2-year-old is a little bit of a surprise, but she's a filly that just keeps progressing. She's works really hard on the track. She's always putting in. She's just lovely to work with, and Kieran is very confident in her ability. He rates her highly, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we know OTI are a very good company for coming on here and telling us the horses that they think will win. Have you got a winner for the listeners, Shane, in the upcoming week?
I won't guarantee anything, but we've also got Pemberley up in Doomben in the Brisbane Cup, and I think that's a really even race. And if he comes out, just improve on his barrier manners. He's been slowly away the last two, but if he can jump and take up a more prominent position, I think he can be right in the finish.
All right, Pemberley is the tip from Shane. We're not going to hold you to that, but we will put that on our website. Mate, good luck with this new syndication, the G1, the GX partnership, I should say, OTI Gen X partnership. It is a great partnership for those under the age of 45. If you want to get involved, some very nice fillies, which, fingers crossed, will be fighting out some of the major races during the Spring Carnival.
Hope so.
Shane, pleasure to meet you, mate. Thanks for making the effort to come in.
Thank you.
So if you want to get involved, go to the OTI website, look up the OTI Gen X Partnership.